Visiting teaching message. Strengthening families. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Blessings of belonging to Relief Society. Relief Society encourages provident living, wise home management, and participation in temple and family history work to help each sister honor her heritage. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. My belonging to Relief Society has renewed, strengthened, and committed me to be a better wife and mother and daughter of God. My heart has been enlarged with gospel understanding and with love of the Savior and what He's done for me. So to you, dear sisters, I say, come to Relief Society. It will fill your homes with love and charity. It will nurture and strengthen you and your families. How has Relief Society blessed your life? Leah Hona and Ensign, November 2004, page 35. How does wise home management strengthen our families? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verses 43 and 50. Set in order your own house. See that you are more diligent and concerned at home. Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10, 13, 25, and 27. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She worketh willingly with her hands. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She looketh well to the ways of her household. President Gordon B. Hinckley, I urge you to be modest in your expenditures. Discipline yourselves in your purchases to avoid debt to the extent possible. Pay off debt as quickly as you can and free yourselves from bondage. If you have paid your debts, if you have a reserve, even though it be small, then should storms howl about your head, you will have shelter and peace in your hearts. To the boys and to the men, Leah Hona, January 1999, page 66. Ensign, November 1998, page 54. How do temple worship and family history work strengthen our families? President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. The temple is an ever-present reminder that God intends the family to be eternal. Go to the temple, that you may be entitled to the highest blessings of the priesthood. When you attend the temple and perform the ordinances that pertain to the house of the Lord, certain blessings will come to you. You will receive the spirit of Elijah, which will turn your heart to your spouse, to your children, and to your forebears. You will love your family with a deeper love than you have loved before. What I hope you will teach your children about the temple. Tambuli, April to May, 1985, pages 2 and 6. Ensign, August 1985, pages 6 and 10. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. Attend the temple as frequently as personal circumstances allow. Keep a picture of a temple in your home that your children may see it. Teach them about the purposes of the house of the Lord. Have them plan from their earliest years to go there. Gather in the history of your family and prepare the names for the sacred ordinances performed only in the temple. This family research is essential to the work of the temples, and blessings surely will come to those who do that work. Exceeding Great and Precious Promises, Ensign, November 1994, page 8. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Strengthening Families.